So that's healthcare and semantics with the choice of one word. We had a two-word view on healthcare from a certain Republican South Carolina congressman this week, and now we move to three words. This week, a website called FiLife.com launched a Twitter contest to reduce policy on how to fix healthcare to a mere three words. Some entries so far?
Promote healthy living and eat an apple are two examples.
Another entry focuses on Americans' eating habits.
Stop eating McDonald's, it proclaims. Still other three-word entries target our bureaucracy. Among them,
cut red tape. No more lobbyists.
There are some actual strategies for changing the way medical needs are met, such as allow more competition, cap medical malpractice, more affordable medication, same for all, and make it universal.
Then come some entries from people against a healthcare overhaul. They include these: quit being wusses and leave it alone.
Our staff made up some three-word policy proclamations: doctors make less and Cuban healthcare. We asked for some more three-word health policy statements from people with an interest in the topic. First, from the president of the American Medical Association, Dr. James Rohack.
My three words are quality, affordable, coverage.
This is Wendell Potter. I'm senior fellow on healthcare at the Center for Media and Democracy and a former health insurance executive. My three-word solution is American health security.
I'm Rob Farley. I'm a reporter with PolitiFact.com. Doesn't kill granny.
Three-word summaries of the healthcare debate. The FiLife contest closes September 16th. Five winners will be announced, and they'll each get a $100 prize.